Okay, so we're up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 4, Mishnah 1. So the Mishnah says as follows, Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, Shechalios B'Shabbos. So we all know that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos in our world, but back in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when the temple was standing, when Rosh Hashanah would fall on Shabbos, the Mikdash HaYu Tokim Aval Lo B'Medina, they would blow the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, but not in the surrounding cities. Nowhere else would they blow it, only in the Beis HaMikdash. We'll see in a second that this actually did not just apply to the Beis HaMikdash, but in theory, anywhere in Yerushalayim as well, they could blow the shofar. And the difference was that in Yerushalayim, they would blow in the morning, but in the Beis HaMikdash, they could blow throughout the entire day. Bishachara Beis HaMikdash, but once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shehu Token Bechol Makom Sheish Bo Beis Din. When Yochanan ben Zakkai, he made his famous decrees after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in order to sort of continue some of the traditions of the Jewish people, and that they should not feel that all was lost. So he said that the shofar could be blown on Shabbos wherever there is a court standing. We'll see exactly what that means in a moment. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, "Lo hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ela b'yavne bilbad." Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, "No, it's not that he said you could blow shofar wherever you wanted. It was rather only in the city of Yavne. Why? Because that's where the great Sanhedrin was sitting in his time, and therefore you could only blow in front of them." Amar Lo, but the rabbi said back to Rabbi Elazar, "Echad Yavne ve'echad kol makom sheish bo basin." Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai actually made the decree, not just for Yavne, but anywhere where there is a court that is standing. So it's a little complicated. So the three opinions again. So the first opinion says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made his decree that you can blow shofar on Shabbos wherever there is a court, and it seems like he means even a temporary court, according to this first opinion. According to Rabbi Elazar, the decree was made that you can only blow shofar in the city of Yavne. And according to the third opinion, the rabbis, it seems like you could blow the city only where there is a permanent court standing. So not just Rabbi Elazar says, not just in the city of Yavne, but rather anywhere where there is a permanent court that is standing. Okay, Mishnah Bay is the second Mishnah. Ve'od zos ha'isa Yerushalayim yisera al Yavne. And in this respect, too, Yerushalayim was superior to Yavne. How so? Shekol ir shehi roa, that any town that a person will be able to... that a person will be able to see Yerushalayim from. Fishomas, in any town where you can hear the shofar being blown in Yerushalayim. Ukrova, in any town that is within 2,000 amos of Yerushalayim. V'yichol lavo, and you can go to that town, right? There's like no obstruction, no obstacle standing in front of you. Token, you can blow the shofar in that town on Shabbos as well. So what does this mean? So going back to the previous mission where we said that you can blow the shofar on Shabbos in the temple. So again, we explained that it really means not just in the temple could it be blown, but anywhere in Yerushalayim, they used to be able to blow the shofar on Shabbos, and this Mishnah extends it to any city that was close enough to Yerushalayim with the previous details that we just listed. If you were close enough to Yerushalayim, then you too could blow the shofar on Shabbos in that town. And it seems like that's obviously talking about during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And now we're going to shift to say what Yavne was like after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Uvyavne lo hayu token el beis din olad. However, Yavne was not as special as Yerushalayim was during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because in Yavne, they could only blow in the presence of a court, right? Only in front of either the great Sanhedrin or in front of a court, but at the end of the day, only in front of this group of individuals sitting presiding over this court, and not anywhere like you could in Yerushalayim and in the surrounding cities. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. Next time, we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. For now, we will stop right here.